Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Jason Smith, who is a Missouri congressman from the 8th District, also the chair of one of the biggest committees on Capitol Hill, the House Ways and Means Committee. That's the Tax Writing Committee. He will have reaction to the Hunter Biden pardon and much more at the bottom of the hour. Plus, we'll have an audio cut of the day. We're going to get a little take on this from our friend Brad Young as well this afternoon, one of our legal experts with Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. He fills in often for me on this show, on this station on 97.1 FM Talk. Brad, I hope your Thanksgiving was good. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing great. Not only was my Thanksgiving good, but I was at the Mizzou, Arkansas game. Oh, what a fantastic game.
Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I had a ticket for that game, and I wimped out, and I wimped out because because of the wet. Well, listen to me. There's a method, and I feel pretty good about it for this reason. I had a friend that told me that took them 3.5 hours to get to Columbia from West County. I didn't care about the circumstances with the weather at the game. I just didn't want to get stuck on I-70. And I think I might have made the right decision there.
Well, I was in the car for 5 hours. I left my house, Chesterfield, 9:30 in the morning, went straight to the game and walked in at 2:30 for the start.
Oh, my goodness.
So 5-hour drive.
Did it really take you that long, dude?
It did. Oh. It did. I got behind there was a jackknifed Amazon 18-wheeler. It was crazy. We counted 18 cars stranded on the side. Yeah, it was brutal, but, you know, it was worth it.
Well, it was a great game. It really was. And, you know, here's what pissed me off, and there's nothing you can do about this. I'm watching all last week a lot of football, a lot of college football. I'm watching ESPN. They're talking about all the big matchups. We never got mentioned. Arkansas and Missouri never got mentioned. They're promoting their big slate, ABC, the SEC on ABC. No mention of Mizzou. Because once we kind of dipped out of that college football playoff ranking, it didn't really matter. Now, it's unfortunate because here, and I mentioned this to Frank, Brad, and I think you can relate, we have, you know, compared to most seasons, this is outstanding. 9-3, going to a big bowl, right?
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for that damn South Carolina game, we might be in the CFP. But we're kind of let down because we didn't get there. So that's
exactly
the mentality
right.
of Mizzou fans.
Exactly. But no, I'm thrilled. Good season.
It was a good season. Before I get to Hunter Biden, Sue and I were watching Fox here at the end of the hour, and they had some video that was fascinating. And there's really no audio component to this, but I'll describe it to you, Brad. This happened in Denver in Lone Tree, Colorado, a suburb. There was a guy that was accused, and I don't exactly know what the original crime was, but he stole something from a neighborhood, and police encountered him, and then the guy started hopping fences, and he steals a kid's scooter. And they actually have security, like Ring camera, where you can see the guy on the scooter going down the middle of the street trying to escape. Right behind him, like 30 seconds later in the same video, is the cop who grabbed a kid's bike.
It was
like,
awesome.
This green bike. He jumps on the bike and he finally catches up with the guy and they nabbed him. It was pretty epic.
Oh, that's great. In fact, I'm watching the video right now.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good. Epic is a great word for this.
All right, so on the topic of the pardon, let me play a little Carrier Bond, because this also protects Joe Biden. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Also insisted that he doesn't know anything. So to me, I look at this pardon and I think to myself, you know something, because you wouldn't have issued something this sweeping otherwise. And I also think it's not just about protecting Hunter. I think it's about protecting himself. I think it is very possible that there would have been investigations again into Hunter, and Joe Biden would have been implied in some way or another in some of these business dealings and something criminal perhaps. And so this was a way of protecting himself and his son. But I do think politically it's a gift to Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, I think it is. Now, look, if we're really being honest here, it really shouldn't come as a big surprise that they lied about this for months, because it fits the pattern. But they sneaked this out last night. Brad, thoughts on the pardon overall?
Well, to carry forward with a thought from that audio clip you just played, Mark, this is not being reported very much nationally. And that's, to me, is what's makes me angry about the reporting. But this is the broadest pardon ever in the history of our country, except for the Gerald Ford pardon of Richard Nixon. And that part is not being reported. It's being reported as he's being pardoned for the two crimes that he committed. That is true, but it's only partially true. I've got the actual pardon right in front of me here, and it specifically states it's a pardon for all offenses against the United States which Hunter Biden has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from January 1, 2014 through December 1, 2024. So Mark, this covers his entire time with Burisma. It covers anything that he actually did or anything that he may have done or any conspiracy that he may have been involved in. So this is the most sweeping pardon ever issued by any president in the history of our country, except for Gerald Ford pardoning Richard Nixon.
But Brad, here's where I'm confused. I thought nobody was above the law. Right.
Well, and that's the political part. You know, we had the Democrats running the entire 2024 campaign saying no one is above the law. No, I mean, we heard that.
Well,
millions
let's play
of
a
times.
Sample of that here.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
I mean, I can go on and on here.
But now
good.
We know that there are people who are above the law.
There are people.
If their last name is Biden.
That's exactly right. So what does this prevent in the future? When it comes to what Carrier Bond said there about the president, does this protect the president in a way as well? Potentially?
Well, it protects the president to the extent that you cannot get to the president through Hunter Biden. But listen, let me talk about what it doesn't cover, because this also is not being covered anywhere in the national media. And that's this, the Fifth Amendment. What do I mean? We all know the Fifth Amendment. Anytime, any cop show you've ever watched, that people cannot be forced to testify against themselves.
Right.
However, Supreme Court, bedrock law, constitutional law, that the Fifth Amendment does not apply if you've been pardoned. So right now, the incoming U.S. Congress is going to be continuing its investigation of Burisma and the crime syndicate issues. And if Hunter Biden is called before this Congress, he cannot take the Fifth Amendment because of this pardon. So number one, he has to testify. And number two, if he refuses or gets in front of Congress and says, I'm not going to say anything, or just fails to show up, he can be prosecuted, because that would be after December 1, 2024.
So that's an interesting little piece of nuance there, right?
Yeah.
And I heard that earlier. You helped to explain that a lot better, because I heard the Fifth Amendment aspect come up earlier, but I didn't know why that applied in the way that it did.
Right. Of course I explained it better.
Of course, because
that's my job.
Duh.
That's my job.
That's right. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. So it's fascinating, because they keep saying, you know, that they weren't lying, too. Have you heard the parsing of the word lie today? Here's what KJP said.
Two things could be true. You can believe in the Department of Justice system, and you could also believe that the process was infected politically.
Infected.
And that's what the president says. Remember, there was a deal on the table that the Department of Justice agreed on, and it fell apart. and his political opponents praise that deal falling apart.
Okay, so we should talk about the wow. Let's address the deal, Brad, because deal. We spent a lot of time on that
we
deal.
Did.
The reason that the deal was blown up wasn't because it was a good deal. It was because it was a ridiculously
right.
offensive deal, and the judge even said, I've never seen anything like it.
Right, because it would have done what this pardon did, the deal, and anytime there's a deal between a prosecutor and a defendant, it always applies to the charges that are the subject matter of the current matter. So, but the deal, I'm going to put those in air quotes, in with Hunter Biden was not only does it apply to these charges, but it applies to anything that he may have done, anything that he conspired, or if there's any conspiracy with other people, though that plea bargain would have applied to anything. It would have been just as broad as Biden's pardon of Hunter, and that's why the judge said, "Wait a minute, we got to put the brakes on this."
You know, I've addressed this following topic with several of the guests here this afternoon, and it's not that I'm obsessed with what Joe Biden's legacy is going to be, but I'm fascinated with how that might be sold down the line. Maybe we'll all be gone at that point. But if you look at this president and this presidency, and by the way, there needs to be a deeper examination of the last 2 years by the media, if anyone wants to do actual reporting and find out how much this was covered up. But what the hell positive can you ever say outside of, you know, letting a bunch of people who took out student loans for sociology degrees that they can't pay off, you know, let them off the hook for that? That's basically the only legacy the guy has left.
Exactly. And don't forget, most of that was overturned by the Supreme Court. He's only been able to, in a very niche-like fashion, forgive some of these student loans, which, by the way, I detest the word forgive. The loans are not forgiven. It's a transfer of debt from the people who got the benefit
right.
of the
that's
debt
right.
to all of us taxpayers.
Yeah.
There is no forgiveness. It's merely a transfer.
Oh, but you guys, he was so great at the border. He didn't let anybody through.
By the way, here's the question. Now, I will say that I didn't watch a lot of news last week, but has anyone seen Kamala since any of this happened? Like since that second day after the election, she's just disappearing.
Yeah,
you know, I
she's
and some
made
people
one statement. She did make one statement to the press, but there were varying reports in the media about whether she was or was not intoxicated.
Well, and I know, and I think those are legitimate concerns. And who
it's
can?
Difficult.
And you know what? Who can blame her at this point? Really?
Yeah, it's difficult to weed your way through the word salad to determine what happened.
This is going to be fun to read the books out of this presidential. Who's going to write the best books? You know who should write a book is Jennings. He really should.
He
I got some
should.
Great audio. Hey, Brad,
yes.
Before I let you go, and I'm going to play some of Jennings' audio, have you followed the Danny Penny case?
I have.
Okay,
I've been following it very closely.
So how in the hell is this? Paul Morrell's best case scenario, he was on with me earlier this afternoon, he thinks hung jury. I'm going to have more faith in humanity, and I'm going to say this jury is going to acquit this guy. What do you think?
Well, I think acquittal, and let me tell you why, very quickly. Because unlike these other cases, like we saw with Donald Trump, the jury was predisposed to vote against Donald Trump. But every single one of the people on this current jury have ridden on a subway. And every single person on that jury knows what it's like to be traumatized by someone who's crazy and insane and may kill you at any moment while riding the subway. That's something that they know and that they've experienced. I do. I'm predicting an acquittal.
Yeah, because you and I had not seen this until today. Maybe I just missed it. But the attorneys for Danny Penny had released this audio where you see clearly people who were on that subway car telling police officers in the immediate aftermath, which, by the way, is why he wasn't arrested when this happened.
Correct.
You know, he was arrested days later, but people were saying, look, you got a crazy guy that came on screaming at the top of his lungs. People feared that they were going to, you know, be in danger. And not only that, but they're saying, and you can hear on the body cameras that they all felt two things, that they were threatened and that Danny Penny wasn't trying to kill the guy.
Right.
He wasn't trying to do a lock that would kill him, that he was just trying to subdue him.
Right. But you have to remember, for every jury trial, whether it's criminal or civil, the job of the attorney is to make the jury relate on an emotional level to your client's position. And in this case, that's easy to get that jury to emotionally relate to what it's like to be afraid and scared on a subway where your life could be snuffed out at any moment. That's easy.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, I'm predicting an acquittal.
Do you know if it went to the jury? Did they wrap up the closing arguments?
I don't see that it went to the jury yet, but I'll also predict one other thing. You've heard me make this prediction before. I'm right about 75% of the time. And that is that juries will never issue a verdict before lunch because they want that extra free sandwich from the court.
That's the science of being a juror. All right, Brad Young, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
My pleasure, Mark.
Let me get to, I might be killing some of my audio cut of the day, but Jennings was on fire last night on CNN.
Love it.
And this was an interesting exchange because there were people, and this is maybe something that amazes me the most. There were people on this panel last night that are trying to convince the American people that they didn't lie, that KJP didn't lie, that the president, when he said repeatedly, I'm not going to, how else would you term that? Exactly.
Joe Biden is leaving office making the strongest possible case for Donald Trump that anybody could possibly make it, and that's that our government and our justice system is of, by, and for the elites and nobody else. He ran to banish Trumpism from our political system in this country, and he has left it politically and now institutionally the strongest possible political force in this country. It is a complete and utter failure by the head of the Democratic Party and the President of the United States. Never again do I want to hear, oh, Donald Trump's a liar. You can't believe anything he says. Donald Trump will abuse his power. Donald Trump will only use the system to benefit himself and his family and so on and so forth. Never again.
So one of the things that Jennings has said, and he's certainly said this on this show when we've had him on, is that, you know, one of his roles is to call balls and strikes, right? That's what I do. I call balls and strikes. So in moments like this, I honestly do this. I think, you know, if the situation was reversed, how would the other side react? And to a certain extent, we have our teams. Everyone's got their teams. They only play by their team colors. They don't want to look at the facts. I would like to think that if a similar circumstance existed, I'd be critical of that circumstance, and I wouldn't say, oh, you know, that's not a lie, and try to spin it in some way. You don't know until a moment like that happens.
Exactly.
But I do think that it's fascinating. Now listen to this next part of the exchange, because they're actually trying to sell the notion that nothing happened here that was out of the ordinary.
Why did he need an 11-year blanket pardon going back to 2014 when Joe Biden was the vice president? We are sitting on the biggest cover-up of who knows what crimes, and Joe Biden amazingly knows exactly, roughly, when it started. He knows just about when it all started. He's leaving office in complete and total disgrace. He is a liar, and there is no other way to spin this today. This has nothing to do with Trump and everything to do with the character of Joe Biden.
So, you know, I know Scott very well, and I think the listeners realize that, but you can hear, and I think, Sue, you know him well enough, you could hear the
he was mad.
You know, Scott Jennings with some levity and making some cracks, and there's Scott Jennings who is livid about the circumstances, especially because the panel surrounding him was trying to act like nothing was out of the ordinary here. And this was a good bite here.
Inflation is transitory. Afghanistan, it's a success. The border is secure. Robert Hur is a liar. The videos are cheap fakes. Biden has a cold. He'll never drop out. Oh, I'll never pardon Hunter. It's all a lie. It is all a grift.
Oh, yeah, it is. There he goes. That could be a pre-audio cut of the day for my cut of the day. But we got Congressman Jason Smith, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.